Glory and honor to God forever and ever. He is the eternal King, the unseen one who never dies. He alone is God. Amen. There is no other besides Him. Timothy, my son, here are my instructions for you. Based on the prophetic words spoken about you earlier, may they give you the confidence to fight well in the Lord's battle. Fight well in the Lord's battle? Do you realize you're in a battle? You're going to have to fight well. And I'm telling you, the battle is going to intensify in the next few weeks, months, or at least the next couple of years. You're going to see things in this country that you have never seen before. I can assure you, and you ain't going to like them. Now then, verse 19 and 20. Cling tightly to your faith in Christ. Okay, now let me tell you something here right now. When I say cling tightly to your faith, I know some people think I'm completely gone off base when I'm going to tell you what I'm fixing to tell you. The World Health Organization, WHO, they have put this flu shot out for the swine flu. They have not checked it out properly. From all the tests I've seen, up to 15% of the people that have taken it have died from it. 15%! It has not been properly tested. And they're going to make this thing mandatory for every human being. Everywhere I turned on the radio news last week, they were talking about, oh, there's one woman died with the flu in the Metroplex. We can't tell you where, but she did have some other complications too. But they won't tell you. They're trying to let you make you think that it was the flu pandemic that killed this woman. And now then they're talking about, we got flu in one of the colleges. We got 10 cases today. Well, have you had time to check the cultures? No. It takes 48 hours to check them. So we're just treating. Everybody comes in with a runny nose. We're treating it as a pandemic swine flu. And we give them the swine flu injection. If you're a Christian, you better learn how to grab the Scripture and walk in faith. I'm going to tell you this from the bottom of my heart. There is a plan by the New World Order to eliminate 90% of the people in the world. That's their plan. They want to eliminate 6 billion people on the earth. That's their plan. They say you're an eater and you're taking up their resources. So they don't want you. So they want to eliminate you. This flu shot, when I see this thing in Norway, when we were over there, Norway has already bought the flu shot to give to every human being in Norway. But when they bought it, the World Health Organization told them, since we have not had proper time to fully check out this shot, this vaccine, you must promise us that if there's anything goes wrong, that you will not sue us, but Norway will have to stand the brunt of it themselves, the state of Norway. And so Norway agreed. So I told them on television several times while I was over there, if you're a Christian, learn to trust Jesus. You don't need that shot. If you take that shot, it may very well kill you. If you let your children take that shot, it may very well kill you. That's just like the Gardasil shot. You know, when they come to all the young girls that are over 12 years of age and started saying, we want to give all the young girls a Gardasil shot to do away with this cancer, cervical cancer. Well, there's only been about 40 of those girls die so far. 23,000 of them have had a serious reaction to the shot. And who knows, and of course, the worst one we knew about was little Bailey Waldrop, which we prayed for here back a few months ago, and God done a miraculous healing on little Bailey. But let me tell you, if you're a young girl, and you're in high school, and you're over 12 years of age, they want to come to you and give you the Gardasil shot, first of all, let me tell you what you must do. Number one, you want to make sure you're not having sex with nobody. You're living clean and pure. And when I say clean and pure, that means pure. I don't mean, I'll just have sex with my boyfriend. No, I'm talking clean and pure, holy. But if you take that Gardasil shot, you could wind up just like little Bailey did, or you could wind up like one of those 40 girls that died. 40 little girls between 12 and 18 that took that shot have died. And 23,000 of them have had a serious reaction. That's a whole lot. You know that? That was a plan by this world organization, this health organization. Their plan is to eliminate as many people as they can. And I'm going to tell you, when fall comes, they're saying by October, they're going to have enough of those things in the United States of America to start giving it to every child in school. Every child. You better keep a tabs on what's going on, because they may very well give it to your children and you don't even know it. They may just walk in the door one day and say, today it's time to take the swine flu shot. Line them up. Bam, 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 bam. And your kid comes home that day, she's not feeling good or he's not feeling good. You say, what's wrong? Well, maybe it's this shot. They give me a shot today in school. And that's when you're going to go ballistic. What do you mean giving my child something without my okay? And it may kill your child. So you better keep tabs on what's going on. I'm telling you what's going on, and I'm telling you this is going to happen. And I'm going to tell you this is a plan by the World Health Organization to annihilate people. Yeah, and this is something else, too. I know this for a fact. Here a while back, our Congress voted in also the same thing Norway did. That if you take a vaccine from any company, any pharmaceutical company, and you get sick from it, or it kills you, you can't sue them. You know that, Jack?
I knew that.
You knew that. No. Now then, that doesn't set well with me when our men in Washington will make a law saying that if I take a vaccine and it has some kind of a serious reaction on me, and I can't sue them for giving me something that nearly killed me, or maybe did kill me, that I have to bear the brunt of it myself. But then when I see something like, and I haven't verified this yet, so I don't know if it's true, but Massachusetts passed a law. Okay, it's in the Senate in Massachusetts that if this thing passes, everybody in Massachusetts has to take this flu shot. If you don't take it, they're going to fine you up to $8,000 or put $1,000 a day. Yeah, that's what it was. They're going to fine you $1,000. I've read so many of these things, I don't remember which one's which anymore. But when I see a state say, if you don't take a shot, we're going to fine you every day and we're going to put you in jail. Hey, that's automatic a flag to me. How come I've lived 70 years and I ain't never heard of no such thing in a life? I ain't never seen a time in history whenever a company, a group of people in Washington would say that if you take this shot and you have a reaction to it, you can't sue the pharmaceutical company. I have a problem with that. In fact, the other day when I sat and talked to a doctor, I sat right over here and talked to a doctor that had just lost his job. He'd been a head surgeon in one of the big hospitals in Dallas for 20 years, and he was a cardiac specialist. Done open heart surgeries by the thousands. And they fired him the other day. And I was sitting talking with him and I asked him why he got fired. He said, because I would not give any chemo or radiation treatments to nobody for nothing. He said, I've been a doctor a long time and I've seen that kill more people than it heals. So he said, I will not give any chemo or radiation. And they told me if I would not give chemo and radiation, they had to fire me. They would not let me work. I told them, well, have a heyday. And so he said, they fired me. And his last words to me, we talked 4 hours. His last words to me was, Thurman, as a man of God, even with your faith, whatever you do, don't never let anybody put an injection in your body. He said, because you don't know what's in it. Because he said, we don't know what's in it. He said, nearly all the injections today are coming from pharmaceutical companies in China. And he said, we don't know what's in them. So he said, we're killing a lot of people. But he said, when we kill one in a hospital, you know, nobody knows. I said, a lot of people are being killed in hospitals. So he said, don't dare take an injection. He said, learn to trust Jesus. Well, that's what I've been doing for a long time. I've been trusting Jesus. And I'm going to leave this last word with you today. Cling tightly to your faith in Christ. Do you have any faith in Christ? Do you believe the King can do anything for you? If you come to this church, you may believe that. But if you go to most other churches, that's not the truth. I have had people that's come to this church that's got healed. That's been members of other kind of churches, like Baptist, Methodist, whatever, even Pentecostal. And after they got healed, they went and told their pastor, which was sick, several different ones, I guarantee if you'll come out to Thurman's church and repent of your sins, God will heal him. And they won't even come. They get mad at you. Praise the King. Well, I mean, the reason Jack spoke up there, I know he's done that to his pastor. He's got a pastor of a church he goes to, and he's sick. And he told him. I know he told him that. I guarantee if you'll come out here and do what Thurman tells you. But that Baptist preacher will not come out here. He will not come. So, guess what? Stay sick if you want to. I don't like being sick. Do you, Jack? Isn't being well a whole lot better? Oh, goodness gracious, praise the Lord. Of course, when you've been sick a long time, just like Lisa said a while ago, when you've received from the Lord, it's a whole lot easier to praise Him, right? When you've been sick or afflicted or down in your back for a long time and everything, and nobody can heal you, but Jesus takes care of it. In fact, the day that Jack came to me, and he was new to this, you know, he was a good Southern Baptist, you know, and so he came to me and he said, I've been down in my back for a while and I've been to all kinds of places and trying to get it done. And he said, this lady, Rosemary, she told me to come out here to you and said she'd worked on me a few times and she couldn't help me. So he said, I know where you can get healed. Go out to the Living Savior Church. And so he said, I come out here and I looked him right and I said, you got sin in your life. And he said, sin in my life? I said, yeah, because you don't get sick without sin. So I began to tell him what different kinds of sins were. And I said, does any of these hit you? Well, yeah. I said, okay, you got to repent. Stop it. Well, okay, so he repented, and I prayed for him. I said, in the name of Jesus, you're healed. I said, now you can go. I said, how you feel? Oh, he said, it ain't no better. I said, well, walk out the door and praise him. I said, it may take him an hour, a week, a month. I don't know what it'll take. But I said, I guarantee if you continue to praise him and worship him, he'll heal you. You didn't get to the car, did you, Jack? On the way to the car, his back pain went away, and 2 weeks later, he come back to me, and he said, Pastor, what you preach works. I said, well, of course it does, because it's in the Word of God. He said, I didn't get to the car. And he said, every day my back has felt like a brand new, and I hadn't had a back pain since. And of course, since then, he's learned how to pray in faith, and God has done awesome things in his life too. So what are we going to do? We're going to cling tightly to our faith in Jesus during all this? Are we going to take any injections from anybody for the flu shot? I ain't. Guarantee I'm not. I don't want that stuff. For it says, and always keep your conscience clear.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with this teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this teaching titled, Cling Tightly to Your Faith in Christ, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.